your penis. It hurts so bad, do you understand? You jackass, I hate it when you do this. Just stop together, ass to ass. Oh, butter. Girl, you do me in the butt and then you get stuck and I'm so confused. It's like you have one tail and two head, two body, four eyeball and two tongue. And oh my god, stop there. What the hell, Daisy? What happening? Oh my god. Oh no, butter. You hurting? What the hell? His paper is stuck in butter. Oh no. So now what do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. It's okay. You're the man, Lazy. You're the goddamn man. If they say it gon' rain anyway, it's a beautiful day. Goddamn it, bird, shut up. Oh no, it's not together. They're connected by the butt. Stop whining. Oh my god, I think he's connected by the butt. Hello, doggy. Hey, butter. Big boy daddy plant the corn. Oh, shit. I think he's stuck. Oh my god. Oh, connected by the butt.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
That was really funny.
That was, this is how backlogged, like, and crazy our inbox is in that email account. That was set in April.
Oh, no.
That's the first time I heard it was the other day when I was putting together the playlist for the Toronto show.
GD it.
That's how crazy it is. Yeah.
We need someone just to read our emails and, like, tell us what's in them.
We need a producer, man, that works for the show.
That's for sure. We need a lot of things.
Yeah. Anyways.
We need a producer, writer, director.
Somebody that could, help us out here. So we move on.
We'll get it. We'll get there, kid.
We'll get there one day. First things first. I mean, what do you want to say about Toronto?
Like, first things fucking last. Toronto was mind-blowing. It's probably been the craziest Your Mom's House Live we've ever had.
No, it's without question the craziest one.
It was, like, mind-blowing, dude.
Yeah. It should be up Friday.
You're going to love it. The recording is amazing. It's really funny and fun, it's electric.
It's insane.
It's insanity, yeah.
It's total insanity. Just a huge thank you to the province of Ontario.
Not the state.
I had a just the best people in London, in Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
In George Hamilton. And then in Toronto. That blew my mind. The whole experience blew my mind. We'll talk about it more.
We will. The people of Toronto are so kind. I mean, Canadians are just the best.
Yeah.
They really... I want to live there now.
Yeah.
But only with certain months.
Right.
Let's move to Toronto.
Pretty badass, man. That's a badass city. That's a really, really kick-ass city.
Fucking cool.
So we'll talk about it more. But real quick, I'm coming to Hartford, Connecticut. I'm on my way, yo. So come out Thursday through Sunday. The Hartford Funny Bone in Manchester, Connecticut. I'm there. I'm all up in you, dog. Next weekend, Jeans and I are together. There's no Thursday show, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are both at the Ontario, California. Excuse me, the Ontario, California Improv. That is the 25th through the 27th. Please come out and support the God. Shortly, or actually the very next week, Tommy Buns, that would be me, I get on an aeroplane and I make flyings all the way across the country.
No.
Yep. And you know where I go?
Where?
I go, I believe, to Sicksburg, Pittsburgh. No, excuse me. No, I'm wrong. First, I have the Punchline in Sacramento. I haven't been to Sacramento since 2005. 2005 or 2006.
Sac's great. People are very down to earth. Very good crowd.
Please come out the 31st through the 2nd.
Yeah, I like
the
it.
The following week, the God is in Pittsburgh, Homestead, PA.
With this God stuff. Who do you think you are?
The God. And then, right after that, the Funny Bone in Columbus. My God, does it ever stop? Oh, I have a week off. And then I go to Denver to a Comedy Works, one of the best clubs in the universe. Where are you? I know we have a big show August 9th.
I do, guys. Come on out to see me August 9th in the Ice House Annex in that side room. Here's what I'm doing, yo. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 for real mommies only. Are you a real mommy? Prove it. August 9th. Come at me. You want to talk some shit?
You want to talk some shit?
I'll be talking some shit, son. And after that, Sunnyvale, California, I'm at Rooster Tea Feathers. The T stands for terrific. August 14th through 17th.
Beautiful.
Holler at yourself. September 18th, we should go ahead and mention, we're doing one night at the Fort Lauderdale Improv.
Heads up, South Florida.
Yeah, if you guys are there, we're doing one night only.
We should actually point out something about that.
Point it.
For the remainder of the year, that's our only show in South Florida.
Yeah.
So if you're in West Palm, if you're in Lauderdale, if you're
I like Lauderdale. Is that real?
Well, you know, Fort
Lauderdale. I really like that.
If you're in Davie, if you are in Miami, anywhere down there, this is it. This is our only, we have one show. It's a Thursday at the Fort Lauderdale Improv, right there at, what's it called? The Seminole Hard Rock. So it'd be great if you come out and see us do our
thing. It's pronounced the Semen Hole.
The Semen Hole Hard Rock.
Guys, also, listen, do you shop on Amazon.com like we do? We buy everything on there. We buy toilet paper. We subscribe to get our toilet paper sent to the house. We do paper towels. We do Palmolive. We do Tide. I'm telling you, subscribe, automate that stuff. Save your life. Get your life. And if you do use Amazon, please go through our banner on our homepage, yourmomshousepodcast.com. Go to the bottom of that homepage there and click on our banner, and it takes you directly to Amazon and just do your shopping as you normally would. Super easy. It really, really, really helps us. I implore you. You know, summer is here. Buy your beach towels on Amazon. Buy videos. Get your DVDs there. You know, you can buy anything on Amazon. Tom, what are some things you've purchased on Amazon.com?
I got a lamp.
You got a lamp?
Yep. I bought shoes.
Did you just fart?
No, that was the floor. See? It's the floor. The
shoe. Sure.
Yeah.
Shoes, sandals. I know you really like those strappy sandals.
I like when there's Velcro straps on my sandals.
The brown ones, they look nice with some jorts.
Yeah, they look like Jesus sandals. I like that.
Yep.
I feel like I get a little religious flair going. I like that. You know what I purchased on there is like large quantities of socks.
Fuck.
So you get your socks just land at the house. I love that. I've purchased a ton of equipment from Amazon.
Yep.
Everything you're looking at here and everything in that mobile unit, all Amazon.
It's the best,
that
dude.
Camera, Amazon. It's all Amazon.
This dog, Amazon.
The dog we got on Amazon. It's pretty
amazing.
Good.
Amazing. And please, thank you to everybody that's already done it. And keep trucking, yo.
That's what's up. Listen up. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. You know that feeling you get when you can get things done with just the click of your mouse? It can't get more convenient than just that. Is that the right way to say that?
Than just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then just clicking, right?
It's super easy. Stamps is the best.
Well, now you can get even your mailing and shipping done without leaving your desk. I like that.
Do you know, I haven't stepped foot into a post office since we've been using Stamps now for three years.
All thanks to Stamps.com. Stamps.com turns your PC or Mac into your own personal post office that never closes. Talk about convenient. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your computer and printer. Then just hand your mail to the mailman or drop it in a mailbox, and you'll never have to go to the post office again. We use Stamps.com. Right now, use our promo code MOM for this special offer. There's no risk. $110 bonus offer includes a digital scale, calculating the exact postage you need for letters and packages. And of course, you get to try up to $55 in free postage. We couldn't be happier with the service. If any of you have ordered anything from our store for the last 2 years, whether it be an album, whether it be a shirt, a Theo 24/7, a Greasy, a Bikes, all that, it all comes in a package with a Stamps.com label on it. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in M-O-M. That's Stamps.com, Enter M-O-M. That's mom.
It's the best.
That is the best. You ready to get busy or what?
Oh, you kidding me, dude?
Let's do this shit, man.
Fuck him.
You want to see some big, black, lazy dick? Well, I'm going to show you some dick. Look at the size of his cock.
That's why they call him Black Salami.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
That was
Yo.
Really amazing, Tommy.
Even with you leaving and coming, I still played my tunes.
Well, I had to. There's something I want to make sure that I get. I have to. Hold on.
You give, you get, you have to.
Well, because, okay.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. This is it.
What is it?
Yes, okay. I wanted to make sure that I properly thanked people from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We got so many wonderful treats from you guys, and I just want to properly acknowledge these two ladies.
We got treated right, yo.
Julie and Deborah, thank you guys so much for your wonderful artwork you gave us.
That was amazing. It's all behind you right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna frame it properly, and also for a jar of pickles that we smuggled back.
Holy shit.
To the country.
Now, did they give us the pickles?
Yes.
Okay, I looked. The name on the pickles, it's somebody else. Like, it says product of Susan something.
Oh, okay, gosh. Yeah. Maybe I...
So they must have bought the pickles and just gave it to us.
Well, outstanding.
I've been devouring some hot pickles.
We got wine. We got delicious red wine. Thank you for that, guys. And I got ketchup-flavored chips.
We got dog treat. Punky Girl, you know, who
yes.
she's on, we
yes.
see on Twitter. She gave us some... did she give us the thing for FIFO? I forget.
There's yes, it's floss. It's like you spray
dog floss
on a toy, and then they play with it.
And then another lovely girl gave us two glasses with strippers on it. One girl, one guy for us.
Yeah.
We brought those glasses back.
So many treats. Bless you. Whoa. Did you just fart and sneeze at the same time?
The sneeze.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Sneeze caused a fart.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm working it out, man.
Apparently.
Yeah.
What did you eat? Whoa. What did you eat?
I had the same thing you had. But we got this rocket fuel going right now.
Oh, my God. How great. Dude, this coffee... It's like white lightning.
Yeah, it makes you want to fight somebody.
Makes you want to fight somebody and take a shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good,
dude.
Huh? Pretty good.
Walk me and our listeners through the process by which you make this stuff.
Well, this is high
freaking out.
High concentration, and here's why. This is the OG Italian way,
yes.
of making espresso or coffee, and what it is it's the kind you put right on a burner.
Yes, my mother did this.
Well, the container for the water at the bottom, it only holds like maybe a cup and a half to 2 cups.
Right.
Like normal size cups. So you have that much water. But the area for the espresso grinds or the coffee grinds you put in there
mm-hmm.
would be enough. Like that would be, it'd be what you would make if you were brewing a pot for 8 cups, right. That's how much coffee fits in there.
Right. That's
so the concentration is... super high.
Yeah, it's lightning. And This is why I think...
And it's boiling hot.
It's super hot. This is why my mother is a complete psycho lunatic. I think part of it is just she's kind of loco, her wires are crossed.
Yeah.
And then you add caffeine to someone's wires being crossed. Mm. It's like, it's a double whammy.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't like American coffee, drip coffee, those makers that you get like in hotel rooms. They're fucking dog shit. Because I give you just like the amount that we're using to brew just two cups, right? That's right. The same amount you use in a fucking family one.
Right.
It's bullshit.
Yep, it is bullshit.
Tastes like
this
shit.
This is the real deal. I highly, and you know what?
Yeah.
All these coffee makers now are like $600, $800, $1,000.
No way.
This shit was like $22, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's as basic as it gets.
Amazon.com.
There you go. There you go.
Get this shit on Amazon. What's
go
it called?
Go to your mom's house pod. I don't know, man.
It's like an old school Italian jam.
Speaking of Italians, we have to thank above everybody else for the great, great time in Toronto. Joey Tucci.
Aww,
Joey Prosciutto,
Joey Prosciutto,
a.k.a. Joey Giuseppe Tucito.
He was wearing his jorts.
He was wearing his jean jorts. He was wearing his piercings. And he he promoted and put together a great show. Thank you to Joe, Hazardous, Caution, all those guys, everybody that came out to that show. It was absolutely out of this world. So much fun. So thank you to everybody.
Really neat. I'm really in love with Toronto now. It's my second time there. I really feel like I want to live in Canada now.
Yeah?
Well, I was born in where? Beautiful Windsor.
Beautiful Windsor. Yeah, that's
Windsor's
like
own.
They're Paris. I know.
They're so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really great. We had great food. We had a great dinner the night before the show.
Yeah. Elm and Young, there's a place called Oro, gold in Italiano. And it was delightful. The great server, Vito, who was like, I'll bring you more food.
Yes.
Yeah, he was amazing. It was a great time. It was a great
time.
We
pigged out. We had multiple courses of pasta,
you know,
fried
what?
Cheese balls.
Some of these promoters, these guys that worked on these shows, have worked on a bunch of shows.
Mm-hmm.
They said, hands down, we have the best fans. They
really?
Said, yeah. They said
I
that
believe
like, there's
that.
No comparison to the other shows. Not that everyone else has bad people. They just said that ours are the best.
Well, because our fans, at least from everybody I've ever met, like for the most, like everyone's A, intelligent. B, they're all like people I'd want to actually hang out with.
Yep.
And C,
they're polite.
They're polite. They're normal. They get it. They get it. They just get how to be in life. It's so important to find your tribe. I'm so happy that we have a tribe now. Aren't you happy?
It's great. And you know what? We're also, I like mature people. I like being mature.
Look at the size of his cock.
You know?
Mm.
We're grown-ups.
Hmm.
I like being mature.
That's why they call him Black Salami.
I wish my dick was that big.
Are these retarded people talking?
You know, when you talk like that, I only have one message for you.
I'll let everybody in here know that this man is rude, and I'll be a jerk about it, too.
I'm like, who's that guy?
Some guy at Walmart.
And I'll let everybody know about it, too.
I'll be a jerk about it, too. I wish my dick was that big.
You got no wish to complain.
The other day, this guy told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah.
And you know something?
What?
I can't. Just watch.
Now he puts his dick in his asshole.
No.
Yeah.
He can put his dick in his butt?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
That's why they call him Black Salami.
Nobody can put their own penis in their own butthole.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Well.
You want to see it? Here it goes.
You want to see it?
Is that real? Are you serious?
Yeah. It's pretty horrifying.
Dude, I really want to see that.
Well, you can.
I want to put that on
talk some shit?
I'm tempted to put that on our website, but I'm not sure that's a smart idea.
Yeah. People can find it on their own.
We might lose some sponsors.
Yeah. No. You can find that on your own, guys.
What can they Google?
Black Salami.
At least you know.
It's on the great site eFucked.
Okay.
EFUKT.
Black Salami.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
They should call it black chocolate salami.
Oh, and to be, you know, I like to be getting, we should thank our listeners. They sent this in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We never would have.
Jesus. At the
almost,
same time?
No, it was almost a double pipe classic. I haven't had one in a while. Makes me nervous when I get that close. It's like one of my biggest goals is to have them both go out. I've only done it probably like 3 or 4 times in 35 years.
Double pipe classic?
Yeah.
I feel like you've done that. I forgot that it was called. How many times has Top Dog done it?
That'll be a good question, and that'll be an interesting topic for the vacation we're going on with him.
I can't wait. Wait, what's the thing we decided we're going to do? Oh, we're going to ask everybody how their shits
every morning.
Were every morning.
How were your shits last this morning, or how were your shits last night?
Yeah, and how furious do you think your mother will be at
please.
That?
Please. You're going to hear a lot of that. A lot of please.
Please, Tommy. I am so disgusting.
Please. Please.
I can't wait. Please. We should bring maybe this along, too.
Why don't you confess what it is? Christina has been like a 4-year-old for the last 2 days because somebody at the show gave her a fart maker.
It's the best.
You know who you fooled today? You fucked me today. When we were walking to the car, yeah. And those construction guys were out, and we were pressing it, they all turned their head like, who just ripped one?
Love it.
It was perfectly timed.
You know what? This is good to do if we go into like a department store and I have this in my purse. Mm-hmm. This is something you bring to the department store.
Nothing wrong with a really good fart maker. Yeah.
Endless fun.
Endless fun with the fart maker.
That's a good one.
Yep. That's a really good one, baby.
You know what? We've been singing a lot the last few days is Tommy singing.
That's, by the way, they should make a fart maker that goes. So it has the follow through. They're like,
right.
Damn.
Yeah.
So people think they heard a fart and then they think they heard somebody commenting on it.
Right.
That's the ultimate fart noise maker.
That's so much better.
King Astrobot, how much do you think he could make if he had if he had his own machine?
I know. He's just not thinking. He's not savvy.
No.
He's not being cool.
No. And if he had like a little bit of a business mind, we're trying to help him. That's the thing that bothers me is that like we're trying to help him.
Yeah.
And it's like he doesn't want help.
I know. It's like he's just happy farting on YouTube.
The one who gives us.
For the last 5-6 days, we're fucking breaking out in this. And it's bad. But how did it get us?
It's killing me because I think because both of us can see ourselves being this kid, because it's just so real. Like, I haven't watched the whole video the whole way through because I'm so mortified by it.
It's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it's kind of catchy. It kind of got us.
In a weird way, it is.
Yeah.
And I catch myself in the car saying it. What the fuck is wrong with me? That's the worst, when you make fun of it, but you still kind of like go like, yeah.
Well, even Let's Get Social.
Right.
Like that got into my head and that got into our
there
heads.
Are, for those of you who don't know, there are Let's Get Social shirts
yes.
that have been moving off the shelf. So.
Let's get social.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Ah, so how do you do that? You burp and fart.
Babe.
And the FIFO shirts have been going bananas. We almost sold out in Toronto of those.
Yeah.
Yes, but how did God is doing a new thing? How does that get into your head? I feel like that kid's passion for it, he really feels it. You really feel it, is what I'm trying to say.
This is me as a kid.
And he's doing a new thing for us.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
I think it was right.
I'm embarrassed. Oh God.
You're always doing it.
Yes.
God is doing a new thing.
You're
always doing it. God is doing a new thing. You're always doing it.
Yes.
Who's doing it?
Who's doing
God
it?
Doing a new thing. You're always doing it. Yo, who's doing it? God is doing it.
He's doing the hype man with it.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah, who's doing it? You know, he's doing it. Like, he's doing, like, the Flavor Flav to his own Chuck D.
You know what I like right now is that you're finding ways to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could find this kid. This is obviously from the 90s or something.
90s. Yeah.
Look at his pants.
Late 80s. Yeah.
Fuck. I really wish we could re-record with him and then add your notes. Like, so you're saying you would be the hype man And you would be like, he's doing it.
The number one comment is, this kid is on top of the rap game.
He's rad.
Yeah.
He is rad. Can we hear more, please?
Yep.
He's doing it.
But I know things. My God is doing a brand new thing. Since time began, he remains the same. Faithful, admitted to his word and silent. A cornerstone, a stern.
Really hard. It's really hard to watch.
I know.
Like, even when I think in real life, when you see somebody doing something like this, maybe because I know what embarrassment feels like, right? That's why
I get embarrassed for
you,
too.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed for you. I get that way, though, on like, you know, these things like where you're watching TV and they're like, I want to sing for you. And it's real, like,
gosh.
If it's real life, it's like, it's really hard to watch, man.
Yeah, I always have a hard time with, I've said this before on the show, like acoustic guitar singing. That really, on TV, it makes me super uncomfortable. People singing a cappella.
Yeah.
A cappella. Is that the word? A cappella? Am I saying it right?
A cappella.
A cappella?
Yeah.
Does that sound right? I'm so whacked out on coffee right now. I don't even know what I'm saying.
You know how to say a cappella?
Woo! But I don't know how to spell it. So I can't see it in my head. I don't know how to spell acapella.
It is with like an A-C.
Oh, I'm like,
it's A-C-A.
Someone's got to talk me down. My heart's pounding.
Right?
Yeah. This coffee.
No, sorry. A-C-C is what it is. A-C-C-A.
Oh, okay.
P-E-L-L-A. That's what it is.
Man, my heart, I think I'm sweating. Are you sweating?
No, I'm all right.
My palms are sweating.
But I feel like I'm okay because I know that like God's doing a new
down
thing.
Down through the ages and you will find God doesn't change, but he knows the time. From harp, piano, to song, to rap, you know. God's with it, so we cannot lack it. So God is doing a new thing in our lives. We're doing a new thing through Jesus Christ. God's doing a new thing through our music. We're doing a new thing so he can use it. God, you miss me, I'm coming strong. My good friends and y'all singing this song to make a new talk about the way that you live and let you know Christ is a runaway gift. I see your heart, a new star.
There you go.
The Lord will do his part. A brand new fan to your raggedy walk. You might just match it up to that big old talk. God is doing a new thing. We're doing a new thing through Jesus Christ.
Well,
our God's doing a new thing through our music.
Flacco.
We're doing a new thing
what?
So he can use it.
You know what? If there's someone out there, I feel like what's also hurting this kid,
because
he's got the passion, he's got the drive, he's got the chutzpah. It's just the background's lame. The song's lame.
We just upped it, though. We upped the ante for him. We put some Waka Flocka in there.
Right.
A little Chief Keef, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if there's someone out there, if you guys could give him better music.
Yeah.
Like, if someone could make this song work for this kid, please do it. Let's redeem him.
You're kind of like spitting in the chef's food right now. Like, a producer just upped the game, and you're like, okay, let's find somebody else.
No, I mean, if we could lay down maybe a cooler track behind
it. I'm coming at you.
I got you. Maybe one of our listeners could make this shit fire.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there someone out there that can make this kid cool? Because I feel like if we could redeem him, maybe we could put up a remix on YouTube.
Yeah.
Maybe help him out.
Yep.
Because he's got everything. He's got the elements.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got the fire. It's just something's not right. It's not, the music's really lame, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like that lame ass, that lame-o keyboard. It's super uncool.
Yeah.
And he needs backup dancers.
Like, he does need dancers.
Like Santi Gold.
He's also maybe like 42 now.
He's like our age.
Yeah.
Poor son of a bitch. God is doing it. Oh, that's the part that gets me.
God is doing it.
It's the hook, right?
Yeah.
God is doing a new thing.
He's doing it.
You know he's doing it.
Speaking of, you know he's doing it. You know he's doing it. You know he's doing a new thing.
He's doing it.
He's doing it. You know he's doing it. God
poor
damn it,
kid.
How the fuck did we get fucked up
God
on this?
God is doing a new thing. What is God doing? I don't understand why he's doing a new thing. He's saying that God's never changed. So how is he doing a new thing? Is it the rap?
Maybe because he's never changed. That's how he's doing a new thing? I don't know. We often try on this show to figure out what the fuck somebody is saying, right?
Yes.
We make an effort.
Yes.
It can be hard. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes we don't know what people are saying.
Right now, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you mean.
Is this the one Ian Bagg posted on Facebook?
It may be the Aussie?
The Momstrillion, yeah.
Yeah, the Momstrillion.
Ian Bagg posted. I want to give him credit.
Okay. Ian Bagg, our good buddy Ian Bagg, has been on the show before. Sent us this. Let's figure out if we know what this guy is saying and what he means. I haven't even tried yet, so let's try. Okay.
Possibly for the Western Force, how does it feel?
Mate, it feels great, especially with these blokes I've known for such a long time. You know, he's old Wikesy out there, man of the match. How good's he going, fair dinkum, you know?
What the fuck? These blokes have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I got that part. I think those are names that he tried to say. Like. Okay. He said, these guys I've known a long time. And then I think he said their names. And that's what was confusing.
Well, he's he's a footballer. He's like an Aussie rules football guy. Is that right?
I guess.
Dude, he's rad because he's got like a headband on, but it looks like he's got toilet paper wrapped around his head and then a headband over the toilet paper. And then he has like a sweet mullet. Like it's fucking rad mullet. And all of his followers have the same crazy headgear. It's like a whole look. It's really funny.
He looks nuts for sure.
Oh, but he's like cool though.
Yeah, cool nuts.
Cool as shit.
But out of his mind for sure. Yeah.
Makes him known for such a long time. You know, he's old Wikesy out there, man of the match. How good's he going, fair dinkum? You know, mate, dig a hole and bury him. He doesn't get much better. You got old boy over here. He's come down for the trip across the Nullarbor. Mate, look, it's just great to have a win here.
I mean, I'm getting parts of it. I'm not going to say I got all of it.
There's old boy.
He's happy that shit went well.
Put me in a hole, dig it a hole, put me in it.
That what does that mean?
It means I think I could die now.
I could die now. Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
And then something about the blacks.
The blacks?
And he's like, and then the blacks are ruining everything. Is that what he said?
Maybe I should go back because I definitely missed that.
Get much better. You got old boy over here. He's come down for the trip across the Nullarbor. Mate, look, it's just great to have a win here in front of the Sea of Blue again, possibly for the last time. But, you know, I haven't heard no fat lady just yet, so we'll take it from there.
So it might be over. I haven't heard from the fat lady yet. I get that.
He hates fat people.
He said, and I heard, this time I picked up on the black. He said, blacks are out of their minds.
Blacks are out of their minds. And then I hate fat ladies.
And I hate fat ladies, yeah.
Something about hating them, too.
Yep. No, you got a good ear. So I'll give it to you. You got a good ear.
How about that try? How good did that try feel when you crossed the line?
Oh, mate, it's fair to come across. I'm going, Wikesy, you got Wikesy, yeah. Give it. He goes, no. You push me out. I'm thinking, Wikesy's going to throw a long ball here. How's this going to go? Fair dinkum, flicks it across. Buddy, caught it. Off like a bride's 90. Meaty, corner, celebrations.com.
That was the progression of the play. Like it came here, it was in the corner, scored, and then celebrations.com. That's a nice, I like that way of.
That's funny.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy's
awesome.
He was
describing what happened. Let's see.
How's this going to go?
He said segregation is the way.
Flicks it across. Yeah. Buddy caught it off like a bride's 90, meaty, corner, celebrations.com.
Segregation
is
racist.
The way to go. Yeah. Is this South African? Are you sure it's. Okay.
Flicks it across. Caught it. Off caught like it. A bride's 90. Meaty. Corner. Celebrations.com. It's bloody outstanding.
Nick, thanks a lot, mate. You've been huge for the club, and good luck.
Thanks, see you, Blue.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. You know what he looks like? Remember the Royal Tenenbaums, the bomber, when he wears that stupid headband? That's what he's dressed like, the bomber, kind of.
Yeah.
Richie Tenenbaum.
I guess they call him the Honey Badger, too.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah. I thought the Honey Badger was just, what's his name? the LSU guy. I can't fucking think of his name right now.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person. I don't know about sports.
Well, he ended up going to, he's in the NFL, Tyrann Mathieu. Yeah.
Or they call him a honey badger?
Yeah, they call him the honey badger. Mm. He was a real undersized guy, but like really tenacious. Let's see, he's still in the league, right? Yeah. He plays for Arizona still. Yeah, good for him. He had some drug problems. Things didn't go so well for him. Got kicked out. But he's in the NFL. That's good. Good for you.
That sucks. It's like that thing we saw in Daryl Strawberry the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Like now he's ministering. Daryl Brawstreet. Sorry,
Brawstreet.
I mispronounced that. Yeah.
Yep.
But good for him. He kind of got his shit together.
Yeah. He's all praying and stuff now.
Damn.
Yep. Yep.
Dude, I remember as a kid.
Why is he praying?
Because God is doing a new thing. That dude was like, I mean, I don't know anything about sports, but I remember hearing about him as a kid. Like people would crack jokes about him on late night TV about what a fuck up he was.
He fucked up quite a bit. It's amazing the fuck ups that live because, you know, people OD and die all the time.
Sure.
I almost did. Right. But I'm talking about the hardcore user.
Yeah.
And it's amazing a guy like him. Like, just, it was arrest after arrest, fines, suspensions, and then it was like, you know, like we saw on that on Real Sports where they were like, they found him in a dumpster, like behind a dumpster, and he was like, I want to die.
So sad.
It's really sad, of course. It's horrible.
Shouldn't be laughing. I guess because I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Addiction is so vile. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so, you know, the last living Ramone just died, Tommy Ramone, and mm-hmm. I know you're a huge Ramones fan.
Me.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Hard fucking core. Everybody likes the Ramones. It's hard not to. I mean, they had such great, like, silly, short, anthem-y, cool songs. But those guys they're all my dad's age and younger, and they're all dead. And that, you know, must be years of drug use and just, you know, pushing those limits, dude.
Yeah. And it makes you feel, too, for, like, the real hardcore. Hard fucking core addict. Like the guy that or girl that just cannot deal with it. Because if you're not that.
Hard fucking core.
Yeah.
If you're not that, then you. Because the rest of us go like, just fucking stop doing it. Like you can't. And you can't. You can't
but
do
you
it.
But you can't wrap your head. I mean, even I've been addicted to something as banal as like cigarettes for 17 years. And I was a really good smoker. I loved smoking. And I would smoke even, I would push past the pain of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would wake up some mornings and I couldn't breathe. My chest would hurt. And I'd swear to myself that I wouldn't smoke today. And then sure enough, I'd be smoking by the end of, you know, the afternoon. And it's like, God, I told myself, you tell yourself you're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Or I remember I used to lay in bed at night in a panic counting how many cigarettes I had left in my box. And the box of cigarettes, like, oh, do I have to... God, I only have two for the night. How am I going to get through?
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, you count in your head on the drive home. Do I have enough to get through this evening?
Mm-hmm.
It's like always this need. Like, I got to get more. It's such a bummer, even for something as dumb as... I couldn't imagine being hooked on real drugs, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, fuck him. He's happy now.
I got something for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Some of your favorite person alive.
Okay.
Never understand Cesar Millan doing that. You know, I've never gotten it, you know. It doesn't make any sense. And originally I heard that he said that his mother did it. So, you know, that's why he did it. Now, I asked somebody that grew up in South America. I asked them what that was about. And they said, well, that sound is like, it's very common. And that's true up here in New York and Brooklyn. You'll see... truck drivers, it's really rude, do that same noise when a chick's crossing the street. And it's like, what do you think? They're going to jump in the truck with you, you idiot, you know? It's just obnoxious. The woman's crossing the street, and you got to, you know, hear this. Gives men a bad name, assholes. It's the truth. So I've never understood why Milan does that, but evidently it's to get the dog's attention. But that doesn't make sense either, because the dog's name... is used to get the dog's attention. The dog's name is meaningless to the dog except for that. In other words, if there were two Ikes, it would just confuse Ike. He doesn't understand his name. The name of the dog is used to get the dog's attention. We also use no. If, say, Ike was doing something that I didn't want him to do, I wouldn't go, I would say no. You know, it would depend. I could either say Ike's name or no. So I don't understand this. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me from being, you know, an English-speaking person and never using it.
Oh, I fucking love this guy.
I think, but the sound he's talking, Kate, Caesar goes,
That's what he's talking
it's
about.
It's a ch, but yeah. He's talking,
No. He's talking right? About the same thing.
It's the same ch.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Huh. Yeah.
It's funny because yeah. Peter gets real mad. He's like, because I'm in the dog park and I hear these hipsters going, ch, and I'm like, he hates Caesar Milan. He's so jealous and angry at Caesar. Yeah. It's the best.
Here's a video that somebody sent us today that I haven't watched yet, but the title just looks amazing, and I think you're going to love it. Okay, here we go.
Okay, all right.
Now, with the foot massage, I get every foot. I get the front paws, I get the back paws, and
it's a doggy foot massage video.
Oh, is it Peter?
It's not like touch, right? Oh. It's like deep tissue, and I'm kind of rolling. You know, rolling the toes. And sometimes I just take them and put pressure like this.
I love that.
There's a parrot on his shoulder as he's giving his dog.
He's Dr. He lives. Yes. I think he's a hoarder because he has a ton of shit
in
his house.
And there's a wolf poster behind
on
the wall.
There's animals everywhere in his house. He's crazy.
He's not crazy. He's just dedicated.
He's eccentric. Yeah. I think he's a hoarder.
He may be a hoarder. I don't know. He's an animal lover.
Tons of shit in that house. Yeah, for sure.
How do we give this dog this proper massage?
Like that. Make you do the front too.
Love him.
Get all sides. Massaging the puppy's feet can be very beneficial.
The it cut and then a horse made a noise. Maybe there's a horse in his apartment in Brooklyn.
Probably.
And it's helpful because you do have the puppy in this position that this dog just did not want to go in this position. So he's in that position.
He's cradling him like on his back.
Like FIFA.
Yeah.
And we're just making him relaxed, as relaxed as we can. Just so that the dog knows, like, hey, it's cool. Whatever I say goes. And so we massage their feet. Now, I'll massage the feet of an older dog, too. And they love it. Try it. Just grab the paw, and you can put pressure like this, steady pressure like this. Or you can, a lot of times I'll just take the toes and just kind of rub them and get each toe.
That's amazing. He's got a full fucking massage video. And is this one also from him? This is another one.
I love Peter King.
Let me see.
God damn it.
Let's see.
Yeah, it was right after I built the Enigma machine for the...
He's doing a voice for his dog.
Sometimes he does that where he makes his dog character.
Yeah.
And he is.
This is Mango.
It's weird, yeah.
Do you want to hear Mango?
Oh, I've heard this. I know this video.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I'm familiar with the entire Peter King catalog.
Okay.
But I didn't see dog massage. I like that one. But let's hear it.
I haven't heard it, so I want to hear what this dog has to say.
Allies, and right before I saved that general's daughter. No shit, you built a what?
So there's multiple dogs talking, and there's a laugh track.
Yeah. I think Peter is lonely. I think he might be a little lonely.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he's just really into his dogs.
Yeah.
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 I think he really just loves his dogs.
He does.
He loves the he prefers the animal world to the people world.
Yes, absolutely.
And he feels this is how he entertains himself.
Sometimes I do too.
I do too sometimes, for sure. Yeah.
Enigma machine. Enigma machine. Yeah, is it, you know, this is no big deal, you know.
I didn't know he makes these kinds of videos.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Took me about a day and a half, you know, to figure the damn thing out. It was easy. But, right after, you know, I see that general's daughter, that's when it happened, you know.
It's a little bit like the King of Comedy, Martin Scorsese, Jerry Lewis, Robert De Niro film. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know this movie?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's see.
No. It's a dog trainer who makes...
No. But, like, De Niro is, like, the... this guy, he wants to be the host of a big talk show. and that Jerry Lewis is like a knight. So De Niro does his fake monologues.
I see. Okay.
Like in front of a.
What are you doing? I'm watching that. The pitch is almost over.
No,
just a minute. Just a minute.
From New York.
Just a minute.
Jerry Langford Show. With guest host Tony Randall and his special guest Shelley Winter.
You've never seen this?
What's going on here?
It's an amazing movie.
You know.
Fortunately, yeah.
Listen to him.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce myself. My name is Rupert Pupkin. I was born in Clifton, New Jersey, which was not at that time a federal offense. Is there anyone here from Clifton?
That's great.
Oh, good. We can all relax now. Now, I'd like to begin by saying that
in
my
the movie,
parents would...
He kidnaps the host of the real show.
Oh.
It's a really good movie.
What's it called again?
The King of Comedy.
Okay, I like it. I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I hope it's on Netflix.
Scorsese directed it.
Oh.
It's really good. Oh, my God.
All right, I'll watch
this. It has like a feel of that, you know?
Yes. Robert De Niro is so fucking amazing. We watched Casino again last night.
Oh, my God.
And we were rewinding and watching that amazing Joe Pesci scene. You know what's great? And we make fun of it on the show, but to watch it,
You can fucking try me, fatso.
He doesn't overdo it.
Yeah.
His rage is contained. Like, he's so convincing. He really is that guy.
Yep.
He's so good at it. His facial structure's fucked up. He's obviously had too much eye surgery at this point in his life.
And that's 95.
They did a bad job. His facelift is terrible.
Yeah, at least you could do is return my phone call.
Listen, Mickey, we talked about this. And I explained to you that there was the possibility you might have to take some kind of loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He considers it. Like, he realizes, like, you acting so amazing. Like, this guy just reads this on a script, right? And then he takes a beat. He's really thinking it over. He's like, yeah.
It's a great lesson, not only in acting, but a great lesson in the, like, emotions of in a human life, that what has the effect that, let's say, angrily screaming has versus contained.
Contained rage.
Contained rage has a completely different effect.
Yes.
And in many ways is much more terrifying.
It is more terrifying.
The threat with contained rage.
You know what it is? It's Joy Hinchcliffe doing the pause.
Right.
Remember? It was her pausing like, well.
Like, I don't have it. And then there was just silence. The silence had more of an effect than fuck you. You know, if she had been like, fuck you, it had less of an effect than the silence. The silence made us nervous.
Yes, it's because you're left to fill it in. You fill in the blanks with your own shitty thoughts.
That's right.
Which are infinitely more terrifying because they're yours. It's
right.
Your worst fears that you're projecting.
And you put, exactly, you put them in yourself.
God, it's brilliant. I got to remember that when I'm negotiating silence.
Listen to this. This is great. This is great.
Yeah. There was the possibility you might have to take some kind of loss.
Yeah. I think I want my money back.
What are you going to do, strong arm me?
You know, I think you got the wrong impression about me. Mm-hmm. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do. For instance, tomorrow morning I'll get up nice and early.
By the way,
so great.
When he says, I should explain to you what it is that I do, the banker's like, okay, like, mm-hmm. I'm ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So he engages too.
Mm-hmm.
Because he invites, like, the explanation that's about to come. I should tell you what I do.
Right, and he has no, it's unfathomable what's about to happen
right.
to this guy.
He thinks what I want to tell you I do is that I invest money with different people and
right.
I do these types of, he thinks a business talk is coming.
Right, a rational discussion.
Right.
It's so good.
Which every viewer does the first time too.
Yeah, it's so good.
I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do. For instance, tomorrow morning I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank and walk in and see you. And if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your fucking head wide open in front of everybody in the bank. And just about the time that I'm coming out of jail, hopefully you'll be coming out of your coma. And guess what? I'll split your fucking head open again because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck about jail. That's my business. That's what I do. And we know what you do, don't we, Charlie? Mm-hmm. You fuck people out of money and get away with it.
You can't talk to me like
that. Hey, you fat Irish prick. You put my fucking money to sleep. You go get my money or I'll put your fucking brain to sleep.
Sam.
Never mind. Fucking Sam, this is personal. I'll be there in the morning. You can fucking try me, fatso. You fucking try me. You think you got the point?
Because I will say, real sociopaths, mm-hmm. my stepfather, my ex-stepfather, is a real sociopath. Mm-hmm. And when he was threatening people, they don't get all cray-cray. It doesn't go to 10 until it has to go to 10.
Right.
It starts off matter of fact.
Your fucking kid needs to shut the fuck up.
What do you mean, my kid? Your
fucking kid needs to shut the fuck up, I said.
And then it escalates.
He would really do that? It's so crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Once I'm in a movie theater, a guy wouldn't shut up. And he took it outside with him.
Really? Took it outside with him?
Took it outside. Someone in the grocery store, his kid was whining or crying. And yeah, he told the parents to tell the kid to shut the fuck up. The parents followed him outside. A lot of stuff. A lot of good stuff, guys. Yeah, genius. I've been dying to share this Facebook post with our audience. Can we do this now?
Sure.
Do you have anything else on the...
No, that's fine.
This is so funny. I found this online. It's called 15 Dead Giveaways That Somebody Is American, As Told by Non-Americans.
Hilarious.
And I love this shit. We're such wankers. Okay. Number one, friendly to the point that you become suspicious of their intent. Of course, we're super over... But not as friendly as Canadians. Canadians are genuinely friendly. Americans are...
Phony friendly?
Yeah.
Nice.
Americans generally are more confident in the way they present themselves. Most other countries tend to be more reserved. Walk into a room full of different nationalities. I guarantee the American person will be the first to introduce themselves. That's so true.
A lot of times it's true.
We're the asshole, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, money.
How's it going?
Sales, yeah.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Yeah. Super eager. Number three, when they use the imperial system. I'm not sure I don't understand what that is, the imperial system.
The imperial system? We're considered the imperialist nation, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what using the imperial system means.
I don't know. Number four, wearing sneakers with anything. So true.
I think it's a matter of what sneaker. Because I see sneakers in nationality. You see a certain sneaker. Like, you see certain Pumas. And
yes.
You go, that's a fucking Italian guy.
Pumas.
Right. His Puma. Like, the if they're real tight-fitting, they look like racing shoes. That's he's European,
Euro.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, where they hug the foot.
Yes.
And, like, you can almost see the veins in their fucking feet coming out. That's super Euro.
Well, because Euros wear,
but we wear stylish.
Yes. They're right. Fashionable. Ours are like utility sneaker, like right. Dad boner.
We've kind of fit well. Yeah. They're comfortable.
Like the white New Balance dad shoes.
I'm going to do a lot of walking today.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd alert. Like when we were at Macy's yesterday, like there's those total dad boners, like the khakis and the awful sneaks. Ugh.
Yeah.
Big smiles, firm handshakes is number five. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Number six, using big adjectives generously. Quote, wow, your aunt's kidney stones sound awesome. Or this Euro shopper beer tastes great.
Oh, great, huh?
Oh, that's, yeah, I totally do that.
Yeah, me too. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Fantastic. Wow. Yeah. People think I'm.
Why are we so overly effusive with that stuff?
Because we're number one. We have to be the best. Everything's exaggerated.
Yeah.
Everything has to be like just fucking awesome, bro.
About everything.
Yeah.
It's is like that
our competitiveness, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Well, I was thinking this, like, why do we have to say we're number one about everything all the time?
Oh, that's
like,
the worst.
It's so weird.
I cringe when I hear people say that.
Yeah.
We're the best.
Yeah.
At what?
At why?
Yeah.
Why do we have to be?
Yeah.
Nobody's competing with you, bro. Like, nobody cares. Okay.
This is the best place in the world.
Yeah, okay. Number seven. This is my favorite one. Mostly, it's the prepared for anything look they have about them. Fanny pack, backpack, bottled water, camera pouch. Compared to other tourists, Asians tend to herd together for safety, while Europeans while Europeans vary between blend right in Scandinavian to designer brands everywhere French, and traffic laws are for others Italian. But Americans, this is the best, are the only ones who seem to view a perfectly civilized modern city like some kind of uncharted jungle that doesn't have places to shelter in the rain or buy cheap bottled water.
The funny thing is my South American aunt,
yeah,
who's lived in America for many years, takes it to the, she's by birth and the first 30 years of her life Peruvian,
mm-hmm.
and she takes preparedness to the Blanca.
Shit, Blanca.
Oh yeah,
she is like, she came out to visit her own children for a weekend,
mm-hmm.
and brought two checked bags and a carry-on, and within them she had a cooler. And
oh
she
God.
Had like
cooler.
A cooler that she took out and had like snacks, drinks. Like she has like a travel pillow and a travel fucking sleeping bag and like blankets, you know, like 100 different vitamins. She's like, yeah, that like Los Angeles would be the end of the last place she could buy all these things. She travels with it all.
Snacks, treats.
So many snacks. What kind of snack? Do you need protein right now? Do you need carbohydrates? She has.
So funny.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've traveled now. I've been to places like Kyrgyzstan. I think Kyrgyzstan, even there, you can find treats. You can find food in Kyrgyzstan.
Mm-hmm.
Not great stuff, but you can find it. There's hardly a place on earth now that you can't find.
Don't
Donald
set
water.
Off our Kyrgyz listeners, okay?
All right. I don't want to infuriate.
And I'm looking
them.
Forward to the emails. Are like, I heard you say that you don't think we're number one. let me remind you why you have the freedom to do this show. All right. You have the freedom to do this show because you're in the best fucking country in the world, brother.
I can't believe we almost forgot the bullhorns and the chips today.
Forgot. They were on deck the whole time.
Yeah, son. Okay. Americans... Here's dead giveaways, Americans. Okay, they say great and are not even being sarcastic. I can't even begin to imagine making a sentence where great actually means great. This is so funny.
That's funny. Great. That's what they wanted
it's
to
It's so
do.
Fucking great. 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 Yeah, sarcasm.
Turns out the flight's not going to take off.
Great. Number 9, constant clapping. Hilarious.
I will say, I think some of this is like, it depends on age and it depends, you know what I mean? Like, this is not a general thing, but I will say this. When I was abroad, mm-hmm. when I was in Madrid and we would go down, you know, in an area where people go out, people would be like, oh, there's the American bar. And literally people were hanging on the rafters outside and like screaming and yelling. And they would say, do you want to go? I'd go, absolutely not. Because I would see that people that were going to this bar, that were obviously students abroad, we're treating it like Senor Frogs.
Of course.
And I was like, I want nothing to do with that, man.
Of course. It was the most embarrassing.
But at the same time, I'm American and I was there and I wasn't a fucking retard.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not fair that you go, everybody acts like that. But there is like a segment of
there's
the
There's a baseline.
Of course.
Well, I remember when I lived in England for my study abroad year and I would see other American tourists in the neighborhood and I'd be fucking mortified because I could hear them being like, oh, is this the library? Like, they're so loud.
Yeah.
And where's the McDonald's? Everybody, they're eating at McDonald's and TGI fucking Fridays. You're like, dude, you're in another country, asshole. Just try something.
Try something out. I know.
But I would say I was Canadian just to not be associated. But you know what? I'm guilty of all this fucking crap, too. Whatever.
Yeah.
This is funny. Number 10, being surprised about the topless models on page 3. Which is
guilty.
True.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty.
I like seeing those. Look at them titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number, because Americans really are the few who we consider breasts to be so fetishized. They're so sexualized.
Can't handle it.
They're not a source of food for infants. Like we absolutely, it's so dumb.
Or even if you
like,
are
so stupid,
lustfully looking at it, it's like you should be able to go like, yeah, this is a beautiful naked woman and not lose your fucking mind.
Right. I might ejaculate spontaneously.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't control yourself. 11, speaking as a former barman or bartender, as American customers would say, tipping. No British person will ever tip a barman. I'll occasionally get bought a drink by drunk ladies or gents, but Brits actually giving me money for doing a job that I was already being paid for never happened.
Well, this is one that I'm happy to be the American on.
Yeah.
Because the same thing happened in Spain. They would be like, you're fucking obnoxious for tipping like a dollar or two after a drink. And I would go, I don't care. Like, fine. Right. They're like, you know, people tip 10 cents or whatever. And I go, well, you know, I don't. Like, it's part of our culture. I don't feel badly about it. I wasn't trying to be a show off. We're not talking about throwing around 20s after every drink.
Yeah, a buck or two, dude.
Yeah, come on. And by the way, if you're coming here, you can leave that fucking 10 cent shit back home, wherever you're from. No one here wants a dime after a drink.
Yeah.
You tip a few dollars. And if you're in a position to tip more, you tip more. People survive on tips. I always, whenever I have the money, I try to tip as well as I can.
Most definitely. Yeah. If you ever worked a service industry job, you know that people really depend on that.
I really do. And like sometimes if I know I'm going to have one drink, or if it's a place I've frequented, you know, more than once, I'll tip $5 on a drink just because I know that it helps the person out.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was working as a cocktail waitress, or even just a regular waitress server.
Yeah.
If somebody drops, like, gives you an extra $20, it makes your night.
Of course.
It's like, it's the difference between a shitty night and a great night.
And obviously, we're not talking about if you're not in a position to do that. Like, if you're, you know, not, and you don't have disposable income, not saying you should tip beyond your means, but like if you have the money,
yeah, dude, be classy,
be classy, be cool about it. People, this is not, there's some countries where like the wage is way higher, right? So that's why,
yes, that's a theory. Is like we actually pay our, like in England, it was appalling that we would tip as Americans when I was there,
yeah,
because they're like, yeah, but we pay them a decent wage, that the burden is not on the consumer,
right?
It's on the employer, which I totally understand too,
of course.
But when you're accustomed to doing it, it's hard not to. You feel like a dick,
yeah, you feel like a dick leaving a dime,
yeah,
I get
it's not cool. Americans describe distances and driving time as opposed to miles or kilometers. Yeah, of course. I'd do that. I'd be like, it's like 20 minutes from here.
Right.
Yeah, we don't use miles. I never use miles.
I guess so.
Because we go, well, how far is the airport? It's 20 minutes from here.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that like people don't say that. That's very American.
Yeah, we don't use the metric system with kilometers. Why don't we do that? It's like we're the only country, right?
We could probably simple Google search. I've never understood why we do that. Let's look it up.
Why do we not use that? Like, you're taught that in school, and then it's completely disregarded in real life. Like, everyone else uses kilometers and shit, and we don't do it.
There's a bunch of things like that,
so
right?
So fucking weird. Metric.
We use miles in the UK, too, it says. Wait, let's see.
No, all these kilometers.
When the English settlers came to America, they were using imperial units. Many years after the United States declared independence, England moved to the metric system, but the U.S. did not. Previous attempts to adopt the metric system were treated like communist invasions, so people decided to keep same units.
Yeah, it must be that whole, you know, fuck off, England. We're here now. We're not doing your queen's bidding. It might be. That's why we drive on the other side of the road.
Somebody's answer was, miles is easier to say than kilometers, and that's why we go with
that. That must be it. Thank you.
Ah, that's fucking good. Yeah.
Okay, the dead giveaway is when they call you honey or sweetie or darling. I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, English people never say that. They say mate. This is great. North Face jackets everywhere. Incredibly loud but incredibly friendly. Very often you can hear them before you see them, and that's the absolute truth about Americans. We are louder than most people.
Yeah, the loud thing is, you know,
oh, that makes me crazy.
I struggle with loud people.
Me too.
Now, so regardless of what city or country I'm in, loud really sets me off.
There was a guy when we were coming back from Toronto in the airport right behind us. It's like, I'll be right here. I'm getting screaming. And it makes my asshole pucker. I hate it.
It's really, it's weird to me that people do that in public.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah, why
Sam?
Are you doing that?
We'll be over here. Like, all right, man. Jesus.
Stop yelling.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at us?
It's like you don't go to a dog, you know?
You know, and this is the United States, and English is the first language, so no would be more appropriate for Caesar to be using. It's easier to roll off the tongue. I
threw a little kind of xenophobia in there a little
Absolutely.
The human, we're more used to saying it than having to learn a sound. Tss, tss. And a sound that's obnoxious anyway. It's obnoxious, man. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. Those are the only times that I hear it. The asshole truck driver, you know, making the noise to the 16-year-old girl usually. It's always something really inappropriate. Or it's some asshole at the park that thinks he sees him lying, and I'm hearing every 10 seconds, I'm hearing, tst, tst. You know, it's not effective, dude. Use no and condition no in with the leash. That's more appropriate. And use the dog's
Kay,
name.
Check this out. Tst, tst. That means a bitch is in heat down the street.
Is he doing voiceover?
Yes.
On the videos?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was Ike going,
check out that bitch, Kane.
Ike, you're not Hispanic. You told me not Hispanic. You told me that you were a black American.
Yeah, I like that, Kane.
Whoa, these are new levels of videos. I didn't know he's doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's news to me.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Wow. Hey, can I just say, for the record tonight, your teeth look amazing.
Really?
They look whiter and fresher. Have you been brushing them today?
Yeah, I brushed them today.
They don't look yellow and buttery like they normally do.
All right. We have a dental update from a listener. And I have to go to the dentist. Fuck, I can't go tomorrow. Motherfucker takes tomorrow off.
I know.
I got to get new bands.
I know,
for
bro.
For my snore guard.
Fuck, dude.
It's still intact right now.
No, I haven't heard you snore. It's been good the last few nights.
Dear mommies, I just got back from the first dentist appointment in almost 10 years.
Oh, no.
I have to say that after hearing all the horrors on recent dental updates and the pain I was having in my teeth, I had worked myself up into near pants-shitting level of terror.
Good. This segment is supposed to inspire fear in your heart. Go to the fucking dentist, bro.
I have always been a 2 brushings a day guy with sporadic flossing and never had problems, so I put off calling to even set up the appointment because of it. But then the other day, I ate a fun-sized Snickers bar that made my teeth hurt so bad, I almost ran the 24-foot workbox truck off the road. Needless to say, I made the appointment for a checkup to see just how many cavities they would have to fill.
Yeah.
With that much pain, I was sure I must have had 5 or 6 and was going to need a deep cleaning. I went in with that same diarrhea-inducing fear, thinking of the hours of pain, hundreds of dollars I was most likely going to spend, and came out the best dentist visit I have ever had. The doctor told me the pain I felt was from my slight receding in my gums and exposure of some of the nerves due to the grinding of my teeth at night.
Oh.
I had no cavities at all, and the doctor said I only needed the standard cleaning and that some Sensodyne toothpaste will fix up my gums in no time.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank the mommies for doing dental updates.
You got it.
Because without them, I would not have stepped up my flossing game to main mommy-like levels.
Mm.
So thank you. Keep your jeans high and tight, because I keep mine so high and tight, I had to cut holes in front of my pockets so my arms can stick out and you can see the outlines of my nipples in my denim.
Oh, wow.
Signed, Brett from Vancouver, Washington.
Wow, Brett. Great update. Thank you. I just want to point it out there that one time I also thought that I had multiple cavities. It turned out my teeth were just sensitive, and my dentist prescribed a Sensodyne. So he's right. Sometimes it's just as simple as switching your toothpaste to a more sensitive brand.
Hmm.
Really neat stuff. Interesting stuff.
Really good stuff.
I have a dental update about my veneers.
You do?
Well, minor. It's
you
more
didn't tell
of a,
me this was happening.
yeah. of an addendum.
Okay.
To the veneer process. What happens is, and they actually shift and they move around, and every now and then I panic.
Yeah.
Because I feel them, like, it feels like they're going to pop off. But also I've had to learn how to smile differently, because your muscles get used to smiling a certain way with your old teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've learned to smile even differently.
Really?
The muscles, yeah. Because my teeth were crooked in the mm-hmm. front before.
So how did you smile before?
I would just like, I can't describe it.
And now?
It. I would like, like that. And now I actually like have to smile wider because my teeth are longer. He built them longer.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very new. It's very like they're millimeters off your muscles, your mouth muscles.
So your
very
mouth
weird.
Muscles work differently now.
My smile's different.
How about he's this like, right here?
I don't know.
Like this, by the way, whenever I go like this, it's like my big smile.
Yeah, it's a good
you go,
one.
You go, you're happy with yourself.
You're pleased with yourself.
Yes.
That smile is smug.
It's a smug smile?
It's yes. I just did something. I'm better than you. That's it. Yeah. Mischievous.
How does it send that message?
Because I know you. I'm pleased with myself. I've done something naughty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very pleased. I'm smug.
I'm very smug. Okay.
That's your, yeah.
All right.
Your genuine smile's different. Give me a genuine smile. Let's think of something you like. That's terrible.
It is?
That's not really a smile.
What was that?
He was like, different. Yeah, it's not real. You know, you can tell someone's smiling. It's in the eyes, actually.
Okay.
If their eyes crinkle, the wrinkles come out.
Yeah.
That's a real smile. There you go. That's real. That's real.
That's a real smile.
See? Yeah. See how I could tell?
It's different.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. When people just use their mouth,
yeah,
which a lot of people try to fake it, you can tell, right? Yeah. Look, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
It's in the eyes.
It's in the eyes. Now smile for real. Yeah. Oh, you look like Ren and Stimpy.
Ren.
Oh, Ren. I did it again, Ren.
Oh, I loved Ren and Stimpy. Oh, okay. Guys, also, watch this week's episode of Funniest Wins on TBS Friday.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. It's so good that TBS actually released it on their website a week early.
Mm-hmm.
Please watch it. We do a roast. I don't want to say of who, but it is fucking bananas.
This is like Tina's episode, guys.
It's the best,
it's
dude.
Your episode.
It's
because there's another thing before the roast.
It's ridiculous.
That you do very well.
It's ridiculous. You guys should tune in to see my mad skills.
All right.
Okay, I love you guys. Hold on. Oh, God. Oh.
That's good, babe. Okay, we got to go. We love you guys. We love you very much. Okay.
Love you.
Friday, you'll have a live from Toronto. All right. That's nice, James.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you.